Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We were talking about Childline yesterday with Kate. She left a huge impact on me, I have to say. I thought she was brave and extraordinary, and I enjoyed talking to her for all the right reasons. And the fact that Childline is in trouble, and guess who was listening? Oh, yeah! Out of his box. I have to keep playing it. Keep playing it to the end. Big finish. Big finish. Come on. Oh, yeah. Magic. Wait. Bosco!
I'm good, how are you today?
I'm ridiculously happy to have you on the other end of the phone.
I'm delighted, it's ages since I saw you, isn't it?
We saw you on the toy show.
Yeah, and I'd say you can't wait for all those sleeps to do it all over again.
I cannot wait. And do you know what I have at home still from some time ago? I still have a Bosco cup in which lay an Easter egg from about 15,000 years ago. And I still have it, Bosco.
Did you eat the Easter egg?
I ate it that day, but I kept the cup. I didn't eat the cup.
Oh, that's a good idea, Ryan.
How's life going in the box? Is it all good? How's it knock open wide? What's happening on the other side?
Everything is good, Ryan, but do you know, sometimes I get a little bit sad, and that's why I phoned you.
What happened?
Well, you see, I was wondering, do big people really care about little people?
Sometimes.
Do the big bosses really care about little people?
Not enough, Bosco. Not enough.
But you see, I was listening to your show and I heard about Childline.
Yeah.
And you see, I think Childline is brave.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I'd like to save it. And I was thinking and thinking inside my box. And then I was thinking outside my box. And then I phoned Dustin. Do you know Dustin?
Not the turkey, no.
He's a turkey, yeah.
Hang on, Bosco. Is Dustin not the bold turkey in the class? Or is he your friend?
He is my friend, but he is bold. Of course he's bold.
But we need a bit of boldness in our life, don't we, Bosco?
Yeah, but he's under a little bit of pressure now.
Why?
Because he has no money, because all his money is being spent on security. It's a bad time of the year for him.
Oh, of course, the security, they're looking for the turkeys.
Yeah, so you have to keep minding Dustin at this time of the year.
He's kind of like he's like the Nidge of the poultry world. You know, he needs to be looked after with the big gates and everything.
And I'd say he has an earpiece and everything, like American security.
Yes, like the president.
Yeah,
turkey has landed.
And you know where else I rang?
Go on.
Besides you, I rang Zig and Zag.
I know. Now we're into alien territory.
Yeah, but they're very good, but they've no money either, because their money is from Zog.
Which isn't worth a beano here.
No. Well, maybe it's worth more here than our money.
I think they've spent all their money on water charges.
Yeah, probably. So we got our heads together and we were thinking, why don't we puppets make a CD and send all the money that we get from the CD to Childline? What do you think, Ryan?
Listen to the crowd. The people are speaking. Oh, they love it. They
brilliant.
Love it. They absolutely
you
love
see,
it.
And Ryan, us puppets really need a nearly grown up to help. So that's why we thought we'd ask you.
So four puppets and a Muppet together making a song for Childline and... listen, I love this, by the way. You've got me 100%. What do you want from me? Anything you need, I'm in. I'm in.
A studio.
Okay, we'll see if we can find one for you, yeah?
Headphones. Don't they come with the studio?
Yeah, they're part and parcel of the studio. If you get the studio, you get the headphones. What else?
And you get a microphone.
Yeah, that's all part of that too, Bosco. Don't worry. Anything else?
Okay. And I can sing a little bit. and the lads can sing a little bit, but maybe somebody else to sing a little bit.
So somebody like an Imelda May or somebody like a proper singer.
I love her. Do you?
I don't love her. I adore her.
Yeah, and do you know what? I'd love to get my hair done like her.
Well, see, if we do this single together, we'll get your hair done like that.
I love that.
We'll get your hair done like that.
What else do we need, Ryan? We need people to suggest a song.
What is it? A Christmas song, maybe? Or are you thinking?
I think we should do a Christmas song, because a Christmas song might make everybody happy, because everybody's so sad at the moment, aren't they?
I think people are sad, and especially the children who can't get through on the child line. So, what about something like the Frog Chorus? How much fun would that be with the puppets?
Bum, bum, bum.
Could you imagine
idea.
Dustin and Zig and Zag and Bosco all doing bum, and Imelda May all doing win or lose, na na na, one thing is certainly da 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 da. That's
great. I think that sounds really good.
That's the song. That's the one. So let's do it.
We need the song. We have the song.
That's the song. We have Bosco, we have Zig, we have Zag, we have Dustin. You have me if you want me. And you know, all we need is somebody nice who's listening in who owns a studio.
Who owns a studio that will let us all come in, and we'll be really good, and we won't throw rubbish on the floor, and we won't let Ryan eat too many sweets.
Well, just a few. I need jellies there, Bosco. That's part of my rider. It has to be there. They have to be there. Jelly babies.
Okay, we'll put that on the list.
Thank you.
And we need sweets for Ryan.
Thank you, Bosco. I think this is gonna work. I like this.
I like it too. It's a really good idea. And then anybody who has just got a little bit of money can give it to Childline. And then after Christmas, Childline can make all the phone calls. Everybody can ring Childline and have... Because you know, Ryan, isn't it really sad if you ring somebody and you need them to help you and they don't pick up the phone?
You know when you're in trouble and you call, so it could be your mom or your sister or something, and you call them and it says, the person you acquire is not there. And you go, what?
Oh, imagine if you phone Childline and that happens. Oh,
especially those children.
We can't let that happen, everybody.
So we're looking for a generous person with a studio who's listening in, or a friend or somebody who's listening in, and said, look, come on. We'll have Bosco, Living Legend. I was going to say Bill and Ben, but actually it's Zig and Zag, Living Legends, and Dustin the Turkey, Living. And we'll have them all there in one.
Are you afraid of him? Don't worry, Ryan. I won't let him be media. I'll make him call you Mr. Tuberty.
He will call me everything bar Mr. Tuberty.
Hey, I promise I won't let him be mean.
Listen, if I'm going to look for security, you're first on my list to
okay.
ask. I'll get you an earpiece. Somebody says that the Stripes might do the chorus. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be great.
Bosco, I'm not going to lie to you. I love this idea.
I love this idea too. I think it's really cool. I know it's very short time, but I think that we could pull a little miracle.
Yes, we can.
We can.
Okay, so if we get the studio from somebody listening in, 51552, we will. I'll call you, and maybe we might get you and Zig and Zag and Dustin on the phone in the next couple of days to have a planning meeting on the air, because that won't be chaotic at all, and we'll get the plan going.
I promise we'll be really good, and we won't make a mess.
You won't? Are you promising?
Promise we won't make a mess.
Can you sing anything at all, Bosco, for me? Anything at all, just to get a feel for how your voice is. Anything.
Say something. Because you're good at saying something, aren't you?
Give us Baba Black Sheep.
Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Three bags.
Perfect, Bosco, that's fine. We will now have a recording contract. Okay, Bosco, you have just got the most beautiful ball in Ireland rolling.
And great!
Yeah.
And everybody, please help us. We need all the help we can get.
Well, let's do this thing, and we'll have so much fun doing it, and then we might make sure that those phones remain manned, looked after, and that the children
and
don't get
it. After Christmas, when somebody rings Joyline, somebody can answer. Because they're all very good people, do you know?
I know. We have to ask them a lot for Christmas, but hopefully this might happen. Bosco, I love your idea. I love your heart. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Ryan.
Hey, listen,
have a great time on the toy show, but I'll see you before then.
We're going to be hanging out together soon.
It'd be cool.
All right, do it. See you later, Bosco.
Bye.